This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Fourth and final hour on a Farish Friday has arrived. Nick Hale, Dawn Stenzel, and Greg Stocker, Sean Farish with us. Fight Club in 9 minutes. Followed by Fight of the Week as we continue.
I wonder how much hate mail we're going to get for that one. For that last segment. Look, it's a good free speech issue.
It is. It's legit.
Go vote right now. Was the woman's First Amendment rights violated? YouTube.com/at1210WPHE. By the way, Fight Club coming up at 9:10 and Fight of the Week. So make sure you stay on YouTube and you're hitting that subscribe and thumbs up button. I want all of you to, because I'm seeing a disparity in the amount of people watching versus the number of likes we have. Barry Smith brings up a really good point, and I have to clean this up because the FCC can't say dirty words, heaven forbid.
A body part is not a dirty word.
He says it seems to be a double standard. The women wearing the P-word hats in 2017 weren't arrested, but this woman was. I guess the lesson is don't be a dick.
Hater.
But
P-word hats were pink with little kitty cat ears.
Yes.
So they were not depicting...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know.
It wasn't as graphic.
Was not as graphic.
Or it was a Hello Kitty hat.
Yes. So it was not...
Hello Kitty cat.
Hello Kitty.
Grab him by the kitty cat.
Quiet, Biggie.
Meow, 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 meow.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHE. Let's do, all right, let's, this, dealer's choice here. Actually, not dealer's choice. I'm going to go with a request. Mike Braun, one of our great Twitter followers, listens to the show every day. We love Mike.
He also had a loss in his family recently, condolences, Mike.
Condolences, Mike, and we thank you and your family for listening for all these years. We really appreciate it. We seriously couldn't do what we do without you guys. And by the way, after that last segment, we may not continue to do what we do.
Good night, everybody.
It's a legit story.
Is this karma here? A thief was electrocuted while stealing power cables.
Whoa.
The twist on this is that now his family is suing the power company for $3 million.
Oh, jeez.
What? Come on.
F around and find out. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Case dismissed.
This was a request sent in by Mike Braun. He says, please get to this because you give good cut sheet. And your wish is my command, Mike. Roll this.
He was just trying to steal something, and now you've electrocuted him to death. You need to take responsibility for this.
A thief was electrocuted while attempting to steal electrical wiring, and now his family is suing the charging company for $3 million.
It's the copper
wire. Incident happened late at night in Houston. Texas surveillance footage shows 18-year-old Darius Johnson sneaking up to an electric vehicle charging station. Mm-hmm. He planned to cut out the copper wiring and sell it for cash.
Yep.
But the moment he sawed through the cable's insulation, a powerful surge of electricity shot through his body, lighting up the area for a split second before he collapsed to the ground. It wasn't until the next morning that a janitor discovered his body and called the police. When officers and paramedics arrived, Darius had no signs of life. The coroner's report concluded he died from cardiac arrest caused by a high-voltage electric shock. Mm-hmm. A few days later, Darius's family filed a lawsuit against the charging station operator, Volt Edge Energy, claiming the company failed to take adequate safety precautions and was therefore responsible for his death. After reviewing the case, the judge dismissed the lawsuit, stating, "The operator fulfilled its reasonable safety obligations. The victim knowingly engaged in illegal activity, and his death was the direct result of his own actions."
Yep.
The court ultimately ruled that Volt Edge Energy was not liable and ordered Darius's family to pay $30,000 in damages for the equipment he destroyed.
Such an easy case.
Wow.
Such an easy case to dismiss, especially on like the civil side. There's like four levels. You either intentionally did something, you knowingly did it, you were negligent, or you were reckless. He was knowingly aware of what he was doing. I mean, my God. And shame on the lawyer. You wonder why lawyers get bad reputations? This guy looking for a quick score? Like, give me a break with this. I'm going to give you a perfect example. And it's from a stupid, funny movie, but that's I'm the king of bad movies. Remember in Liar, Liar?
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie. I love it. Remember when Jim Carrey's having the beef with his secretary? And his secretary's like, yeah. You want to talk about justice? A burglar climbed onto the roof and fell through the glass and landed on a butcher knife in my best friend's kitchen and sued my best friend. That's what this is here.
Yeah.
You can't be. You can't sue because you got injured committing a crime.
She sued my friend for $5,000. He's on the floor. He goes, I'd got him 10.
I'd got him 10.
I love that movie. Are you kidding me? You know how many times I want to see, like, in real court, you know, the...
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, some of the stories say that he is 17 years old.
He's...
Is he 17?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, that was my question.
Be 16 or 80. I don't think it changes the outcome.
Well, because if you are the parents, technically, then if it's an underage, if it's a 17-year-old, then you are responsible, like in Jersey, where they're fining parents. And that's because I was like, how are they fining the family for the damage caused to, while trying to, you know, steal the power cables with, what, like a chainsaw?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's how, because he's 17, the parents are responsible.
I would love to, if anybody can look this up. I don't know if Dawn, if you have time or
that is wild to me, Dawn. That like the thing there.
I'm just wondering what the going rate is on the market for this copper wire. I mean, how many times has Dawn had a news story?
Yeah. I know,
where we've talked about thieves trying to steal the copper wire because of its value.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good God.
We're going to get to make sure you jump over to YouTube in 3 minutes. We will do the Fight Club. Today's Fight Club, and then we will do Fight of the Week. So we will vote on that. Also, get your last minute votes on was this woman's First Amendment rights violated? Because as soon as Fight Club comes up or the Fight of the Week, we're going to take this poll down. Three polls today. Wow.
Well,
it's been a banner show.
Yeah.
This one's for Sean Farish. I always save some stories for you, my friend.
Afton Bane. Oh, this woman's a maniac. Afton Bane. Yeah, yeah.
So she's the Democrat nominee for the upcoming Tennessee 7 special election. That she was caught on tape saying that she despises Nashville,
yep.
Which is also ironically the city that she's running to represent.
Sean, is that technically? Right. Where in Nashville is that? Do you know specifically that district?
It's Tennessee 7. It's where Mark Green served. It was where he had a fairly large district, but I would say it's on the western side.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken, it's not over by like Wilson County. It's on the western.
Okay,
side.
So it's over by like by Vanderbilt University.
By the way, I'm just going by appearances. I don't know this woman, but the still shot that Phil has up in the In our preview there, Nick and Dawn, she looks crazy.
Yeah, she's got the eyes.
She's a maniac,
the grin is evil
Kamala
too.
Kamala was just in Tennessee and stopped at a rally for her. She left before Kamala got there because Justin Jones was with Kamala Harris, and Afton Bane and Justin Jones don't get along. So there's been a lot of drama, and now she's out there saying she hates the city of Nashville, and then came out on X and was like, I never said that. And it's like, lady, we heard you.
It's amazing.
The tape don't lie.
Roll this.
I've been heavily involved with the Nashville mayoral race because I hate the city. I hate the bachelorettes. I hate the pedal taverns. I hate country music. I hate all of the things that make Nashville apparently an it city to the rest of the country, but I hate it. Yeah. I'm that girl at the airport that all these bachelorettes are giddy walking out in their two-toned colored Pantone pink shirts. And they walk out and I'm like, oh my God, Nashville is so loud.
I mean, but Farish, let's be honest. I'll let you go first. There's some of the stuff that she says there that's not necessarily incorrect.
Well, I hate the pedal taverns too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're the stupidest things. You're on this, like, it's a gigantic bike for like 12 people and you're drinking and you're, you know, whatever. I mean, I think they're annoying, but you know, but here's the thing. You can't be a politician and be like all about, yeah, we'll raise your taxes, I'm gonna take all your money, and then hate the things that generate revenue for the city.
True.
So she hates the pedal taverns and she hates the bachelorettes, but she has no problem with the weed carts that are on the
of course,
of Nashville, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, I mean, so you can't do it, you just can't do that. And then she's on X going, I never said that. Yes, you did.
It's amazing.
I heard you.
There was a viral clip 6 years ago in 2019 of a girl that lost her mind for a bachelorette party, and she was pissed that the whole bachelorette pedal tavern April setting, and it's huge in Nashville at that time of year, was being kind of pushed aside because the NFL draft came to Nashville in 2019. And just totally, you know, was able to overtake the town.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, trust me, the first time my wife had her girlfriends down in Nashville, they do the pedal tab. You do it. It's like, but, like, locals, you don't do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a tourist thing for sure. So,
yeah, those pedal things, they're big too at the Jersey Shore, Dawn. I don't know if
they're obnoxious.
I don't know if you've seen them in Ocean City or wherever you guys go. Oh. But,
yeah, but they have a lane for them.
Yeah.
Those pedal things. So there's a specific lane for those.
But they're annoying. They play music and the women, and it's always women. They're singing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're all drunk. The time.
They're all drunk on White Claws.
Exactly.
Exactly. Not Ocean City.
Okay.
So she hates bachelorettes. They bring a ton of money to Nashville with all the destination things. She hates the pedal taverns. Everybody does.
She hates country music.
She hates country music. And I'll tell you what, the new country music right now is garbage. But I mean, you can't hate the industry that brings, again, Nashville's called Music City for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I hate all of the things that make Nashville. That's what she said. I didn't say that.
Yep.
I didn't say that. I'll tell you a couple things I don't like about Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the homeless problem. I don't like the drug problem. I don't like the crime problem. I don't like the pedal taverns.
Yep.
The bachelorettes are maybe a little bit annoying. But if I was a representative running to represent a portion of that, someone who's involved here in Tennessee, you can't say those things and then expect people to just be like, oh, well, you know, she didn't really mean them. I mean, she like doubled down at the end of the sentence. I hate all the things that make Nashville. I hate it.
Yeah.
You said that, Afton Bain. She's going to get smoked. Well, she's going to get vote for Matt Van Epps. By the way, early voting underway in Tennessee, and the election is on December 2nd. Don't forget, it's after Thanksgiving. Early voting is open. Go get your job done now.
Yeah, and get out there and vote. And just an FYI, Trump's not on the ballot, so that's no excuses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stay home.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
One shall stand, one shall fall.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
We are going to knock you out.
Fight Club on this fairish Friday. Today's selection brought to us by Frank. I think it was Frank. Frank who sent it to me in an email.
Our Frank?
No. This is another Frank.
Different Frank.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT where you can vote. We'll take the polls down. At the end of the show, I will give all the results from all the polls. We had the poll on what I should dress up as for the December 5th broadcast for the toy drive we're doing at Piazza in Springfield, Pennsylvania.
Woo-hoo.
And also the Woman's First Amendment. Was the Woman's First Amendment rights violated? I'll give you all those results.
Stalker's juggling a lot of polls today.
Lots going on. Today's Fight Club takes place in a convenience store. I don't think we've seen this one.
Doesn't look like we have.
I was going to ask you, Kale.
Yeah, at first glance, no.
No, it doesn't look like one. Lots of women, lots of hair pulling.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Guys just standing at the counter trying to get their Slurpees.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe pay for their gas.
Yeah.
By the way, who goes in and pays for gas? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know,
My old man used to do that back in the day. Give me 15 unleaded.
Yeah. And and then it slows down because it does like right
drip,
in the
drip,
oh,
drip,
God,
drip.
What a worst. All right, roll today's Fight Club. There we go. No sound. Oh, there we go. Right up. Oh, right at it. They go right at it.
Right in front of the Slim Jims. Oh. Yep. Right next to the Coke fridge. Yeah.
Look at it. It's three women. One's kicking the other one.
Yeah.
The other one's on top of one. It looks like a mom
assuming there was so much cursing, it wasn't even worth censoring.
Slim Jims everywhere.
Slim Jims everywhere. Yeah.
Come on, pull on the Slim Jim and smack her with it.
Macho Man is rolling over in his grave right now.
Snap into it.
Yeah.
Pulling on his.
There's the bubblegum shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah, this looks like a convenience.
Oh, look at this. Wow.
This actually, you know what? I don't know that this is a convenience store. Is this like a hardware store?
No, I think it's a convenience
store. Is it a convenience store?
Yeah.
Which I'm always blown away.
Dollar General.
Maybe. That's a good pull by you, Sean Farish.
I'm always blown away by when you go into a Staples and they have sodas and candy at the checkout.
Yeah, Paul Swanholm agrees with.
It is a Dollar General, I think.
Yeah, Paul Swanholm agrees with Sean Farish that it's a Dollar General.
Yeah, I don't know
much I go into Dollar Generals.
Yeah, another place to avoid. What is it about the checkout that's so triggering, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not often that we see these fights.
Having to pay for things.
Well, that too. Yeah, the payment's kind of a contentious point, right? It's a bit of a sticking point here. You're telling me I have to pay for this. I thought I could just take it.
Yeah, it's the paying.
Jeez almighty.
It's absolutely the paying.
God almighty. It just, no wonder why we have to, this is why we have to lock stuff up.
Yeah. All right, that's a good one. A good one. Frank.
We don't lock up criminals. We lock up bags of Doritos now because of criminals.
Right.
That's why.
Frank.
I can tell you why they're fighting.
Uh-oh. Dawn Stensland.
That's a dollar store. I love the dollar store and Dollar General.
Yeah.
It's because for whatever reason, they only have one person at the register, and the line goes all the way back to the store.
Yeah, but that was a self-checkout in that clip. That was a self-checkout.
In the Dollar General? Wow, I didn't know they had that.
In the beginning of that clip, it said self-checkout, so they didn't need a person.
Yeah, but even if it's a self-checkout, there's a line.
What do you buy at the Dollar Store?
Yeah, maybe the self-checkout asked for a tip.
Yeah. What do you buy at the Dollar Store? I want to know what Dawn's Dollar Store experience is like.
Oh, Dollar Store, they have everything. They have, speaking of hardware stuff, paint, kind of glue, batteries.
Really?
I wouldn't be buying paint from the dollar store. Paint brushes, paint supplies.
Really? Yeah, not paint, but the primer, all that kind of stuff.
Dollar store sells that for a dollar?
Yes, for $1.25.
Oh.
During Biden inflation.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
Kalen Company, Friday, Fight Club 5. Your chance to vote for the fight of the week. And remember, fights equal rating.
Thank you, Jimmy Kelly. They absolutely do. All right, let's go through these. So we have Fridays. Fridays I want to keep. Fridays was a good one.
Could be the best of the week.
Yeah. So let's start here with a Monday. This was outside. This is winter somewhere. Look at this, Sean. Look at it. These two women, they square up. Hang on a second. The one in the short shorts there.
Yep.
Oh, this
red
is
short shorts.
This is two guys.
Yeah. And that dude's got it looks like almost like a boxing glove on. But he got taken down.
Highly athletic people.
Yeah. And then the woman tries to get involved, and then her and some other chick go at it.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to break it up. So there's two there's boob. There's boob.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Side boob.
There's side boob.
Yeah. Little cuppage.
Is that somebody wearing a mask?
Yeah.
How much punch him?
You gotta stop the spread.
That's a good one. Because the two different fights in one. This is Tuesdays. This happened at a gas station Tuesdays. Roll this one. Outside of a.
Yep.
Oh, this is outside the strip mall. Yeah, that's right. We're not doing Tuesdays.
Yeah,
that's right.
By the way, I think we should just air the audio, even if we have to bleep it out. It adds to our presentation.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm a little limp right now with silent fights.
Okay.
I need audio.
You know who wasn't limp?
Yeah. Exactly.
I got you.
I'm glad you picked up on that.
I understand what you're saying.
This is outside of the Swarovski high-end store.
I understand what you're saying, because the people listening on radio, which is most people, they're just hearing us describe
it. At least we can get the sound effects of a head going up against concrete or something.
All right, then Thursday, let's just go through this. Thursday is the New York City fight.
Yeah. Yeah, right on the street corner in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Just awful. Just embarrassing.
The Mom Donnie effect is what's called, the Mom Donnie.
Just wait until they find out things aren't free.
Yeah, so we
Oh yeah.
So we edited out Tuesdays because there was an issue with it. So let's do
totally unsatisfied.
Let's do
thank you, Eric.
Let's do Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Fill in the poll here. All right, let's start with you, Nick.
Yeah, Friday, hands down.
Friday,
runaway favorite. I love it. I love a good store fight, especially when you're basically at the finish line. All you have to do is go through your transaction of purchasing your objects, and you're in the clear.
Agreed.
And you can't get across the goal line. It's like the Jets inside the red zone. They just can't punch it in.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Jets. Listen, the Jets know a thing or two about not punching it in. I can say that.
Don Stensland.
You know who doesn't? The Islanders, though, by the way.
Notice how Sean and Phil are on the hockey season before Thanksgiving.
Yes. It's hockey season. NASCAR ended its hockey season in his house. Woo. Let's go Islanders 6-1 on the road trip. We just beat the Red Wings 5-0. Sorokin looked like a just beast last night.
There's your Picks 11 Sports.
Yeah. Wow,
how about those Sixers winning over Milwaukee in overtime?
Uh-oh.
Maxie, more than, what, 54 points?
54 wow. spot, yeah.
Love this.
All right, Dawn, go ahead.
Woohoo! I'm going with the dollar store.
The dollar store
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
That
hands
was
down.
Today's, right?
Today's.
Yeah, Friday's.
Yes, sir.
Sean Farish, my friend.
I got to go with Dollar General also.
Yeah,
I think that was a good one. Down at the checkout, it was a brawl.
I agree with you. I agree with you. We're all in the same. I don't think that's ever happened. I don't think that's ever happened
wow.
here. Fridays is the runaway favorite for today's program. Go vote. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Nick, we will take your consideration into like that will happen next week. We will make sure we have
censoring, even if it's all bleeps.
I get you. Yeah. It does add
one
to it.
Long beep.
Yep.
It does add to it. So, boys in the back, just take note.
It's like garnishing a plate, right?
Maybe not next week because next week, you know, we're not here.
Holiday week.
So the week we come back, Dawn, talk to us about heat holders.
Heat holders. My buddies at Heat Holders on cold nights, you know, we're coming up on the big parade, the first of the year. Everybody says, Dawn, how do you stay so warm and cozy? You're out there like 14 hours, big Philadelphia parade, the celebration. I'm like, no problem. I got this because my secret, thanks to Heat Holders, they make the warmest thermal wear, especially their socks, which are proven to be 7 times warmer than regular cotton socks. Independent lab testing proves that. You can look it up. I personally love mine, and they are my go-to, seriously, every single winter. My feet are so warm and cozy. I love it. They make perfect gifts and stocking stuffers as well, friends and family, and not just their award-winning, and everybody raves about the thermal socks, but that same proven warmth is also in their hats, their gloves, all those fabulous base layers, the pajamas for men and women, so cozy and pretty, too. And the blankets, but the vests, I love them. And just like the socks, they have the base layers that come in 3 warmth levels. So you get to choose the right one for whatever cold you're going to face and whatever thickness and warmth level that you need. You don't want to be too hot or too cold. You want to be just right. And thanks to my friends at Heat Holders, you're always just right. The fleece vests, I love them. The jackets keep you warm and comfy all day long. They have 40,000 5-star reviews, and that number grows day by day. And you know this brand really does deliver. Just go to heatholders.com, use my promo code DAWN1210, and you get 15% off your order, free shipping with any purchase over $25. Heatholders.com, promo code DAWN1210. Heatholders.com, Heat Holders, keeping you warm, comfortable, and cozy from head to toe. Heatholders.com, tell them DAWN1210 sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we roll on
Friday edition, a Farish Friday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Nikhail Dawn Stenzel and Greg Stocker. Sean Farish with us. A lot of good stuff that has developed this week. You know, earlier in the week we were talking about John Fetterman. I just want to pay this tease off. I mentioned this earlier because technically local story, and I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but John Fetterman's new book sold zero copies in his own hometown. I know we were just talking about a lady running for a district seat in Nashville, and she hates Nashville. Maybe Braddock hates Fetterman.
Oh, my God.
How about this? His new memoir, Unfettered, sold probably, maybe the reason he didn't sell a book is because it's a lame title playing off of his last name. Sold zero copies in his own hometown's Barnes & Noble store the first few days after launch, according to a review of the book. And by the way, this is coming from Dan Abrams' website, Mediaite.com. So this is not coming from some, you know, agenda-driven right-wing site or anything like that. Despite Fetterman and his ghostwriter reportedly receiving more than $1 million in advance from the publisher Crown, Unfettered has sold poorly both online and in retail stores. The day after Fetterman's book dropped, quote, I called a handful of Barnes & Nobles and independent bookstores in Pennsylvania, reported Defector Media's Alex Schultz. They said, quote, the Barnes & Noble in York, PA, where Fetterman was born and raised, had sold zero copies. The Barnes & Noble in Philadelphia, right here in our own backyard, a total of 2 copies.
Oh, my God.
So you want to talk about Jake Tapper's book, Crashing and Burning, or Michelle Obama's book, or Kamala Harris's book, and apparently Kamala's book sold much more than Jake Tapper. John Fetterman couldn't even sell water to a whale.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
you guys, this is an opportunity for politics and pints. He needs to sell some books.
That's not a bad idea, Stadler.
And just capitalizing.
I'm going to say this.
Yes. What do you think?
If you get Senator Wubba Dubba out for politics and pints, I'm coming for you.
You're coming? What if we get, what about this?
I have to talk to John Fetterman.
Yes.
Okay, what about this? Because Dave McCormick and Dina, they have a book too, and Dave and John, buddies,
yes.
Would they do a politics and pints with us?
Wow.
Great idea.
Because they both have books.
Yep. We've got the next 3 politics
what
and pints
think?
Set up already. Yes. I would do Fetterman alone. I would do Fetterman and McCormick together.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
since John Fetterman is the next self-proclaimed Pope of Greenland, I must meet him.
And I actually think before any dumb comments come in on YouTube from people, I guarantee you if we did a Fetterman politics and pints, it would sell out quick.
How about this? The four of us.
Okay.
With John Fetterman and Dave McCormick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. But invite Dina too. Yeah.
You guys are making my job so difficult. And I have to work this weekend.
By the way, how's that politics and pints coming with John Kennedy from Louisiana? When are we going to get him up here?
Oh, my God.
I've only asked for 30,000 times.
You got to come for that one, too.
We have Scott Jennings coming.
Yeah, I know.
December 9th.
I know.
Tuesday, December 9th.
Jennings. There you go. Nice.
Keep your eye on the prize, Nikhail, please. Tuesday, December 9th.
I know Dom and Rich always host Politics and Pie. I'm just wondering when the morning.
We all did one.
Yeah, that really doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
I think the morning show needs to be front and center on one of these ones.
No, we're all. We are family.
I know we like to have fun.
I got all
but, you
my
know.
Killing company.
Nick is Nick's getting a little butthurt
here,
Don.
We're not going to do a politics and pints with the morning show because they actually laugh from time to time and do cool things. So they probably couldn't handle John Kennedy or John Fetterman.
No.
Wow.
We share. You could tell who's a middle child here.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Sean, you're not a. Are you an only child?
I'm an older brother.
Older brother. You're a big brother. Okay.
Same here.
Yeah. Yep. Big brother.
I'm an only child.
He's an elder. I'm the middle child. That's why I.
Oh, you're
say,
like Jan, you're like Jan Brady. Marsha.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. I've been waiting for Sean Farish with this because I know this is one of his favorite subjects. Ted Cruz was on with Stephen A. Smith yesterday, and the subject of Tucker Carlson came up, and there's a lot, there's this big divide right now happening on the right with people like Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and the platforming of Nick Fuentes is one of the big points of contention with people like Ben Shapiro and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz went scorched earth on Stephen A. Smith's show about Tucker Carlson, and I'm dying to hear Sean's take on this. Let's roll this.
Here's what I wanted to bring up to you, because I'm very uncomfortable. This is not about you. I'm very uncomfortable with things that I've seen from Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Some of the verbiage, a recent interview with Nick Fuentes.
Yeah.
Some of the things that have been said, and we don't have time to get into the specifics per se, but it was very uncomfortable to listen to some of the stuff they've said about race, some of the stuff that was articulated about the Jewish community or whatever. And you made news because of an interview you had with Tucker Carlson months ago, whenever that was. I want to know, what are your feelings about the state of this country, the climate, particularly when you see the kind of rhetoric that he's been tackling?
Listen, Stephen, you and I aren't exactly the same page on this. And look, I look at the question of anti-Semitism. I think 10 years ago in the Democrat Party, you started seeing anti-Semitism rise. And a lot of the Democrat leaders looked the other way. They hoped it would go away. And I think it's all but taken over their party. And Mondami's a good example of just how extreme that can get. It's also happening on the Republican side. And in the last 6 months, I've seen more anti-Semitism on the right than any time in my life. And it is wrong. And from my perspective, I'm going to do everything I can to stop it. I think Tucker is dangerous. I think what he's saying is wrong. And I'm calling him out. And I'm calling him out over and over and over again. When you have goose-stepping Nazis on your program, when you have a professor who says, gosh, I think Winston Churchill is the villain of World War II, when you have another professor who says there's a good argument America should have supported the Nazis in World War II, no, there's not, and that's garbage, and Tucker's gone down a very dark path, and I don't want to wake up in 5 years and see the Republican Party have gone down the path of the Democrats. If we have a country where both parties are viciously anti-Israel and welcoming and even celebrating of anti-Semitism, that is an ugly place. And one of the things...
All right, so you guys get what he's saying.
Farish, I'll let you lead off.
Yeah, I think Ted Cruz in one aspect is right, that there's a problem on the so-called right with... I don't like the term anti-Semitism because I think it's used too broadly.
Agreed.
Jew-hating.
There is definitely a hatred of Jews. Yeah. There's definitely and it's not like me saying if someone criticizes or scrutinizes the foreign aid that the United States sends to Israel, that's not anti-Semitism. Okay. That's perfectly like acceptable position to have when we look at where we're sending our money. So just because someone says they don't want to support the country of Israel or they don't want to send foreign aid to Israel, that does not make a person anti-Semitic. It's when you say, hey, I kind of disagree and maybe I do want to send a little bit there, or Israel has the right to defend themselves, or hey, you know, you're giving me numbers from Gaza that come from the Gaza Health Ministry, which is run by Hamas, a known terrorist organization, and they tell you, shut up, Jew. Now you're using the term Jew as an insult. So I am now led to believe by your actions that you don't like Jewish people and you think it's bad to be a Jewish person. What Tucker Carlson did with Nick Fuentes platforming him, I don't have an issue with him having Nick Fuentes on.
Amen.
Okay.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I want Nick Fuentes to talk more.
Amen.
I want more people to talk. I want him to go on Steven Crowder's show.
Yep.
I want him to go on a bunch of people's.
Yep.
You know why? Because the other day on his own show, he just said that he wants Republican nationalists and progressive Democrats to work together.
What?
He wants progressive Democrats to give up on immigration, and he wants Republican nationalists to give up on the free market. So to all the people who say, well, Nick isn't a leftist, he doesn't have leftist policy proposals, giving up on the free market is not a right wing, nor is it a conservative policy proposal. Second, to everybody who goes, well, you're just like the left, calling him a Nazi. He just called for National Socialism. The National Socialist German Workers' Party is the Nazi Party. Nazi is a shortened term, a nickname for the ideology, the political ideology of National Socialism. Now, if you're going to tell me that progressive Democrats aren't socialists, then I don't know what you're looking at. So here's where I think Ted Cruz is wrong to, and I don't think he was wrong to say anti-Semitism, because in a lot of cases, that's what it is. I think anybody who is saying that Fuentes should not be platformed, I think that's wrong. I think we want to see him platformed and put him on every show, because the more he talks, the more people actually get to hear him. We wound up with this problem known as Nick Fuentes because he was forced underground. That's what happened. So I want him to explain himself on every show that he could possibly explain himself on, as long as the host of that show pushes back on claims like, hey, I'm a fan of Stalin, or makes these proposals for National Socialism. My problem with Tucker Carlson, and I see a lot of people say this, well, you know, he doesn't like to push back on his guests. Well, he had no problem pushing back on Ted Cruz,
yeah, sure,
and going with a gotcha question about, well, how come you don't know the population of Iran? Okay, so you push back on Cruz. You've proven that you know how to push back on a guest. Very good, Tucker. How come you didn't do that with Nick Fuentes?
Mm-hmm.
How come you didn't do that with the pro-Hitler professor? How come you didn't do that with the crazy pro-Hamas nun? How come you don't do that on one side of the aisle, but you do that on the other side of the aisle? If we don't like when Joy Reid or Rachel Maddow or any of these people on MS Now or BS Now or MSNBC or CNN, if we don't like when they bring on radical left-wing people like Hakeem Jeffries or Nancy Pelosi or any of these people, if we don't like when they bring those people on and let them lie and have no pushback, then we should be equally as critical of Tucker Carlson for conducting his interview the same way. And criticizing Tucker Carlson's interview tactics and the way he approached it is not the same thing as calling for censorship, just like criticizing the relationship that the United States has with Israel is not the same thing as anti-Semitism.
Yep.
Everyone likes to get crazy. They start hyperventilating. They start getting sensational. Look, two things can be true at the same time. I don't like the fact that we send a lot of foreign aid to Israel or any country for that matter. But at the same time, Israel has the right to defend themselves, and they are an ally of ours out there in the Middle East.
Yep.
I don't think they control the country. I don't think they control the government. They're the size of New Jersey, for heaven's sake. They're the only functioning democracy. The country's far too liberal for my liking. They're very pro-trans. They're very pro-abortion. I don't like those things about Israel, but I do believe that the Jewish people have the right to their homeland, and that the country has a right to exist. And it just because someone criticizes our relationship with Israel, I don't go, well, you must be an anti-Semite. I say, okay, you just don't want to send them foreign aid. Fine. You know, I think Ted Cruz is like 85 to 95% right on where he is. But this idea that Nick Fuentes should not get a platform, well, I disagree. More speech is better. More speech on all sides of this is better. Let the people decide if they want to follow a kid like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more he goes on these shows, the more he's just going to be exposed. And that's honestly, that's what I want.
Let me just float out a quick observation and a question to you, because I agree with pretty much everything you just said there. How much of this is also a theatrical pivot production from Tucker Carlson? And I'll lump in Candace Owens, even though she's been, you know, in her own little silo for years. I think Tucker Carlson's one of these guys who's very smart, and he has seen since October 7th of 2023 just how pro-Israel the Republican Party is and how conservatives are, for the most part, versus the left and their stance in defense of Gaza and Hamas and everything pro-Palestinian. Is this an authentic pivot or revelation from Tucker Carlson? Or is he trying to be the outlier here on a party that has been very staunch in their defense of Israel, just to kind of cut through the minutia? I don't know. I'm questioning his authenticity on this entire transformation in the last calendar year or so.
Yeah, I think he's playing contrarian.
Yes.
You know, he's playing a role. He's doing that. I don't know if he genuinely feels this way or not. I maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. Candace is one of those people. I mean, did you see what happened? She just got fooled. Somebody sent in like a fake tip and said, hey, that ghost plane that you were looking for, here's the address it took off from.
Yeah.
It was her lawyer's address, and she thought it was legitimate. I mean, that is a stupid person.
Yep.
Okay. I don't think that Tucker Carlson, I don't think he's a stupid person at all. I think he knows exactly into what he's doing. And I don't know. People are like, oh, he's getting money from this. He's getting money. I don't like that talk. I mean, I just think he's making bad decisions, right, with his show. And we're allowed to criticize those decisions. And I'm not calling for him to be censored no. or deplatformed. I don't like deplatforming at all. Just got done saying, I don't want Nick Fuentes to be deplatformed. Right, I want him out. Because again, he spoke on his own show and said, socialists and nationalists. And I'm like, there's a word for that. You know, I mean, it's been around for a while. So I don't know if Tucker is 100% genuine here. I think he started off saying, I'm going to do what I always do. And I'm going to investigate. I'm going to get to the truth. And I'm going to ask some tough questions. The problem is he started only asking tough questions to one side and letting the other side just say what they want. And now you've lost your objectivity and you lead people to believe there may be an agenda.
Hey, can I just interject something about Pennsylvania in particular? But in the United States, remember Trump during his first administration just 5 years ago, it was the Never Again Education Act, because we needed that, because here in Pennsylvania, for example, until fairly recently, we were not mandated to teach the Holocaust. So in many states, with the exceptions of New York, New Jersey, Florida, Illinois, just a few states in like the mid-90s started to teach about the Holocaust. For me personally, I believe this is an education issue. And look around in the states. I mean, most states did not even have any Holocaust education about this issue. You know, think about Marjorie Taylor Greene, somebody really not, to me, a well-educated person. It has nothing to do with your human potential for your brain. It has to do with your education. Our system in America has avoided the topic. Mm. People just don't know. Really, they don't. And thus, they're vulnerable to this disinformation, which is horrifying to me.
Sean, great stuff, buddy. And we'll see you on Monday when you're in for Dawn.
Wow.
All right. See you Monday morning.
A fairish Monday.
That's right. A fairish Monday.
Happy
before
Thanksgiving,
the holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Have a good show, bud. We'll talk to you.
You got it.
We'll there he is. Sean Farish with us live from Tennessee. We'll come back, get the poll results. We have movies. We have music. We have gifts. We have news. And then the Dawn Show at the top of the hour on 1210 WPHD.
Kitchen Magic, Dawn.
Kitchen Magic. We got to talk about the magic, the love. Because have you ever noticed you have people over and where do they end up? You know, you have the living room, right? You have the family. Nope, they're not there. They're always in the kitchen. And that's why it's the heart of the home. It's where we cook, laugh, gather with the people we love most. So if your kitchen could use a little bit of magic, or maybe a lot of magic, right now, the perfect time, Kitchen Magic offering their biggest discount ever, 30%, up to 30% off your new kitchen cabinets, picture it, or the refacing project that you've been dreaming of, 50% off your bathroom installation. Kitchen Magic, American made right in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, completely tariff proof. And they've been family owned and operated since 1979 with more than, oh my goodness, 60,000 happy customers, amazing reviews. Plus, they offer interest free financing for every budget. Create the warmth, welcoming space your family really does deserve. You deserve it too. With Kitchen Magic, visit my friends at Kitchen Magic, kitchenmagic.com. What are you waiting for? And remember, 50% off your bathroom installation, 30% off the kitchen cabinets. Wow. That's amazing. KitchenMagic.com.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Give it away, shall we? A pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic triple header at the Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia on Saturday, December 6th. Each of the city's Division I basketball teams battle for bragging rights in a one-day triple header where one school will be crowned champion. Tickets on sale only at BigFiveClassic.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets right now if you get this Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I got two problems. Number one, I ain't playing games. Number two, you ain't got nothing to bet with.
Look, if we go in there and get a phone number or dead Indian, anything that helps us out, turn your back for half hour and let me go get some.
Well, boy, any man talks about women like you, can't get it up anyhow.
I've been in prison for 3 years. The wind blows.
All right, you got a bet. But when you lose, you tell me the truth.
Uh-huh. Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Today's prize, a pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic triple header at the Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia coming up on Saturday, December 6th. Each of the city's Division I basketball teams
battle for bragging rights in a one-day tripleheader where one school will be crowned champion. Tickets on sale only at Big5Classic.com. Best of luck, caller 12, 855-839-1210. If you can identify the Iceman, the clip of that movie, you will get the tickets. Best of luck.
What a great movie.
All right, from the movies to the music, let's pot up a chair. It's time for What Occurred Today in Music History.
November 21st, we celebrate the birthdays of Alex James from Blur, who's 57, and Lonnie Jordan from War, who's 77. This includes Golden Years by David Bowie in 75, and Man on the Moon by R.E.M. in 82. Albums include High Infidelity by REO Speedwagon in 80, Under a Blood Red Sky by U2 in 83, and A Night at the Opera by Queen in 75. Also in 91, Aerosmith was on The Simpsons. In 83, the video for MJ's Thriller premiered in L.A. In 75, Elton John received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 93, STP was on SNL. In 68, Cream recorded Badge. And in 81, Foreigner was atop the album chart. But lastly, since a large portion of this show is related to hate, and because music is always running in my head, hear my top five songs with the word hate in the title in no order. I Hate My Generation by Cracker. I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett. She Hates Me by Puddle of Mud. When Love and Hate Collide by Def Leppard. And I Hate Everything About You by 3 Days Grace. By the way, here's what I hate, SC. People who think rock is dead. It's not. See you tomorrow night. I'm Phil Omquist.
Dropping the mic on a Friday at 9:54. Phil Omquist tomorrow at 11. Coming up next.
Well, we have a winner. Hang on a second.
Woo! Oh, we got a winner.
Do you see it or no?
I actually do, but it's this is. But yeah, bring him up. Joe in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Woo-hoo!
Joe, what movie did we just play for you?
That was 48 Hours.
That is correct. Congratulations. Joe in Hamilton, New Jersey, you're on your way to some Big Five triple header basketball in South Philadelphia in December. Congratulations on knowing the 1982 movie 48 Hours. Good job, buddy.
That's great. Thank you all.
There he is, Joe in Hamilton. And then 8 years later came out another 48 Hours. The Big Three is coming up in about 48 seconds, so hang tight.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
10 o'clock Friday morning, the Dawn Show is on the verge of launching. But before that, we always start with a Big Three from Dawn Stensley.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
No, that's the wrong one.
Well, she has a big take. She knocked that out as well.
Sorry. Whoops. There's two bigs next to me, and
two biggity bigs.
I always hit the wrong thing. There
Big Three with Dawn Stensland.
Woohoo! Sponsored by this Friday. Sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat, Spa, and Salon. Number one, Trump taking on the Dems. Specifically, yes, today is the big Mamdani. Donald, as the Donald, invites the Mamdani, the new mayor, Zohran, to the White House. So the big meeting will take place today. And by the way, we have some fun stuff, some fun little facts to share with you, because New York's newest progressive socialist communist, some call him Democrat, well, he put out his recent ad requesting, yeah, more money, which is kind of a hoot. And what you're looking at now, there's his little selfie. So he posts a selfie on the plane.
Oh, God.
Posting this to President Trump. Hee hee.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
So he's on his way right now to the White
House.
On
his way.
To, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
He's. Yeah. So Trump, oh my goodness. We also have number two. We want to get to other Trump trolls, if you will. This is locally Chester County's representative. This is Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan. Her response on social media to this, now what's becoming this, you know, newly ignited controversy, if you will. This is President Trump putting out on True Social. We talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour, where President Trump is saying that what these six Dems, who are elected officials, representatives, including our own Houlihan, local story, Chester County, putting out there, that he's accusing them of, you know, sedition, of really inciting this insurrection, which, by the way, calls for, you know, death by hanging in the United States, a capital punishment. So here she is, and she was all over CNN last night, social media.
Of course.
Here is your representative, Pennsylvania Houlihan, responding to Trump.
This wasn't, you know, in response to any one event, but rather sort of a piling up of events and occurrences. Over the last 10 or so months, we've seen hundreds of examples of President Trump's orders being questioned by the courts, and hundreds of examples of those being ruled, sometimes by Trump's judges themselves, that they are unlawful. And so there wasn't any one thing in the past that we were talking about. We were largely aiming ourselves at the future to remind people in uniform of their obligation and responsibility to the Constitution and not to the president.
And so she was on there with Erin Barnett. She also posted, if you saw on True Social, she posted her response as well. But all of this responding to President Trump never said these individuals should be hanged. He was simply saying, and other Republicans, what is Greg snickering about?
We're parsing whether he said these elected officials should be hung or if.
No, what they're saying is that members, officials who are high level United States officials of this government.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate for them? And by the way, she served in the military. Thank you for your service. But these military members and now Congress members instructing troops to disobey orders of the commander in chief. And these are young soldiers, many of them. Is that appropriate? Is that professional?
It's just I'm sorry, I'm back here, Dawn. It's just amazing to me that we're doing this like 2017, 2018 Trump thing again. You know, like, oh, well, look what he said. Look what he reposted. I mean, I can't even get James Comey to serve a day in jail. you really think any of these senators or House of Representatives are going to end up being hanged? Is it hanged or hung? I don't know. I always get it wrong. Somebody should hang me for my grammar.
No, but I would say this, that in this one, if you look at the True Social post, Trump's not incorrect by saying that when somebody commits this sedition or these insurrection involving the military, he's printing the post. He didn't say you should be this or you should be that. So I'm drawing that line. Others have. This is the debate.
But do you think it's appropriate for the president of the United States to say that?
I think what Trump wanted to do as the commander in chief, in all seriousness, was to make it very clear what he feels this is. And so there is clarity here because with Trump, hey, you know what you're getting. He's transparent. And what he is saying is do not listen to these stunads, as my Swedish grandmother would say. Do not listen to these stunads because what they're promoting is for soldiers to disobey direct orders from the commander-in-chief. That's really the message.
It's within, and I don't want to parse over this because there's actually a law in the military that if they are asked to do something illegal, they're supposed to say no.
Well, what's illegal that what you...
I'm not sitting here arguing about it because I'm with you. If it's about these drug boats and stuff like that, I could care less.
Right.
Bomb more of them. I don't care. But I'm just saying that there is a code of conduct in the military that if you're asked to do something illegal, you're supposed to say no.
Correct.
But they've been asked repeatedly, what are you referring to? Give us one example, and we've heard it over and over and over. Yeah, give us one example.
We played that clip yesterday.
Right?
Yep. What's his name? Jason Crow. Yeah.
And they can't give the example.
Agreed.
So the only examples that they've referenced are things like the National Guard or ICE, or as we've said, those narco-terrorist identified boats that are drug boats, as the officials of this administration have ID'd them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen in. This is House Speaker Mike Johnson gives us now to, you know, talking about this as well, and specifically about Houlihan. Is that what you have?
That was wildly inappropriate. It is very dangerous. You have leading members of Congress telling troops to disobey orders. I think that's unprecedented in American history. I know young soldiers, airmen, sailors, they don't need that kind of nonsense from people in Congress. It is very dangerous.
You know what's also amazing about all of this is we're so deep into this Trump administration, 9 years, the Trump era of politics, is, I mean, nobody's going to have their opinion changed,
nope,
right?
Absolutely not.
That's right? Great point,
like,
Nick.
Democrats won't be punished for this. And, oh, by the way, maybe more importantly than anything, I don't think a single troop is going to defy Trump and listen to those Democrats. We talked to a bunch of them on our veteran spotlight.
That's true.
They do what they're told to do. Right.
No matter who the commander.
No matter who the commander is. Yes.
Agreed. Agreed.
Whether they like the policy or the president or not.
And with recruitment up.
Yep.
One could actually through, you know, just your own deduction that maybe the military likes this commander in chief and this administration.
It's just also too like the nonstop media coverage mm-hmm. on and I'm not just saying this for CNN and MSNBC, when Fox News gets their claws into something and they don't let it go. So it's not mm-hmm. it's not just CNN and MSNBC, but the wall-to-wall coverage on this, it's just like, it's yes. just enough. Mm-hmm. This is why people hate the media. This is why people,
that's a great point.
To be honest yeah. with you, this is why people tune this stuff out. And this is why it's such a hard time for us to, you know, have interesting, compelling shows, because people are just tired of all of this. Mm-hmm. They don't care about what Trump says. They don't care about what, you know, this person says. They just want results. Gas prices to come down. They want grocery prices to come down. They want their energy prices to come down. That's all they care about mm-hmm. and be left alone. Yes. That's what 99.9% of people care about. And Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN get their talents stuck in one topic and they beat it to death. Like it's the, like.
Oh, it becomes the soap opera for God. The P1s.
Yeah. And right? 90% of people don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
Or what a P1 is.
So Trump, he put the first True Social out. That one called this really bad, dangerous to our country. Their words, speaking of the six congressional members, including Chrissy Houlihan, Democrat from the Chester County, Pennsylvania area, and says their words cannot be allowed to stand. All caps, seditious behavior from traitors. Lock them up, President DJT. And then 23 hours sort of doubled down on it and just in all caps, seditious behavior, and then wrote punishable by death. So those were the two True Socials, just for the record, of what Trump was saying, what they're all reacting to.
Chrissy Houlihan's hairstylist should be punished by death. What's going on there? It's a perm from hell.
Oh, my God.
Looks like my grandmother, Peg, in 1988. My grandma, Peggy. Quiet, Peggy.
Peggy's not happy with you. She's like, my perm was never that bad, mister.
It's like my Nana.
Nana. So number two, the update on locally, this is Locials Bakery, and this is Hatboro, PA. A lot of reaction as we think about what's going on here with this bakery, famous bakery, who is known for putting out, and especially during election years, and they make the blue cookies with the Democrat candidate, in some cases, maybe Hillary, and then Trump or what have you. And so very popular bakery. But now they've received so much, quote unquote, hate and it sounds like threats that they're actually canceling some of their events because they're fearing for their safety.
By the way, in full disclosure, my wedding cake came from Michelle's Bakery.
Oh, nice.
So I like that. We usually get our birthday cupcakes and whatnot from there. I love it's a great bakery. It's an absolutely fabulous bakery.
It looked great. Dan was just rolling some of the footage from CBS3 there.
It is the fact that they're getting this hate and this crap online is just infuriating. It's such a nonpartisan place. It's such a nonpartisan
sticky
place.
Buns.
Sticky buns.
I encourage everybody that's in that. It's on I believe it's on York Road there in Hatboro. It's a small little place.
Yeah.
You can almost miss it, but it's like it's right there on.
Oh, look at the glazed. Oh.
I urge everybody to go in there and buy something, because like they're a small mom and pop place, and to get this
for generations,
this level of crap online is just disgraceful.
I need a food truck.
So they had that wonderful White House gingerbread, gingerbread house. And with a little figurine with the president and first lady, which could they've already done Hillary cookies, right? Trump, whoever they do.
I hate to tell, you know, all you liberal a-holes out there who did this, but like if Kamala Harris would have won, It would have been a Kamala Harris cupcake or whatever this is, gingerbread house. It's just whoever the president is. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
They have fun with it. I love Susie's comment. She says, Lochelle's could make a cookie with a slur about my mom printed on it. I'd still buy it and probably gobble it up in the car before I got home. Yeah. Life is too short, and Lochelle's is so good.
Do we have any about – is this the news report from the story, or is it just a news report about Lochelle's? Do you know? Because I would love to hear a little bit.
Oh, Dan, do they have – oh, they're asking – so Dan Borowski, if – in other words, do we have the latest – I don't know that Kathy has commented.
Previewing Thanksgiving of last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's old. All right.
So the report was, I guess, there now is officially a report. The Hatboro police have been notified of this because some of the hate messages could be construed as threats.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're getting a little concerned for their safety. And so it's getting a lot of community reaction and traction.
Do me a favor. If anybody listening out there goes in there today or this weekend, just tell the people behind the counter that Kale & Company, 1210 WPHD, has your back.
Yeah.
Please, like, honestly, please do that, because if they have to close down, or I'm not saying they do, but if they would have to, like, it's such there's so few mom and pop stores around anymore. And we're just ruining it because we can't have anything. This is why we can't have anything nice.
Yeah. If anybody does stop in there over the weekend while you're there, grab me a sticky bun.
Well, ooh, sticky bun.
Sarah Weiss gave us a bunch
remember
of
that?
She gave us a bunch of cookies and
delicious.
And so, like, she bought Trump cookies, and it doesn't matter. Whatever your preference is, it's fine. Look at those sticky buns.
Yeah, even the Hillary cookies were delicious.
They just gained 5 pounds watching this.
Their icing filled cupcakes are like some of the best you've ever had.
You're honestly a cupcake guy, huh?
No, I'm
okay. Not usually.
I don't like sweets. I don't like sweets at all. But my wife and son obviously love them. So, you know, if I wake up on a Sunday morning, like, hey, can we go to the Charlotte Bakery for some donuts?
And yeah,
yummy, yummy.
I'll just go in there and get a coffee because I'm boring.
Yeah.
We are here with the Big Three, sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. So we'll say this: we've got some Thanksgiving travel advice for you.
Uh-oh.
And as well, for this holiday season, the air traffic controllers, the FAA bonuses are being given out. So there's those air traffic controllers with perfect attendance during the shutdown. They get a $10,000 holiday check.
Perfect
sweet
attendance.
So
perfect.
So we played the TSA. The TSA did this, but now they're doing it to air traffic controllers
and TSA, yes.
Interesting.
With perfect attendance, those bonuses.
So I got to ask, Stenslin, are you flying or driving?
Hmm?
Are you flying or driving this weekend?
I might be driving. It depends who might go with me.
Oh, my Lord.
But there's some really cheap flights right now on Frontier.
How long's the drive?
Don't fly Frontier.
Yeah, we don't want to see you on Fight Club.
Would that be awesome?
Yeah.
You guys would be here on Monday with, like, Sean Farish and Harry Mays.
Yeah.
And you'd have Fight Club, and then you'd roll the video and be like,
Dawn.
Oh my God.
Dawn has some Karen in a chokehold.
I'm like, boom, boom. No, I would never do that.
Oh my God. So why? I mean, isn't he coming home for Thanksgiving break?
Let's just face it. He's staying. He's not going back.
No, he is going back with me.
He spent more time here than he did in North Carolina for the semester.
Not true.
It's outrageous.
Along with being an incredible student and trying out for an a cappella choir, which he's been singing in.
When is the university going to start billing you?
He as well tried out for a play for The Wizard of Oz in the big Greensboro Community Theater.
Oh.
And so I have to go see my David in the play.
Of course you do.
I didn't know that Elon was in Greensboro.
It's between, I'd say, like Greensboro, Raleigh, in that area.
Okay.
So it's actually closer to Greensboro, North Carolina, than it is Raleigh.
Gotcha. You can't have one of his lady friends, because you know he has several. You can't have one of his lady friends just video it for you and send it to you?
I could.
How many keg stands did he do?
My David would never do a keg stand.
I can't believe you're... So you're driving down there, and then he's coming home for Thanksgiving?
Yes. So I'm only going down just for the weekend.
Is he flying back?
So then he'll fly back next week.
It is a lovely drive, though.
It is.
It is. It really is.
It's quite a beautiful drive. Mm-hmm.
And it'll be nice. It's going to be warmer-ish this weekend, so it'll be even warmer in North Carolina. So
yes,
that's a good pool by you.
Thank you.
So total Thanksgiving holiday travelers from 2019 to 2025.
Yeah. Look at this. 82 million Americans projected to travel this weekend, which is another reason that I'm thinking, do I really want to drive?
So do
you know what I mean?
Well, Nick's point about them always saying it's going to be the biggest travel day of the year. This year, it's going to be the biggest travel day of the year.
Well, every year keeps going up since 2020.
Yeah.
And Dawn Stenslin is one of those
81.8
million people that are traveling this year.
Yep.
Do you think people leave, this weekend? Do you think they leave Tuesday? Do you think they leave Monday? Do you think they leave Wednesday?
Isn't Tuesday, they claim Tuesday's the biggest day?
Tuesday's become, it used to be Wednesday, but now people are like, well, I don't want to travel Wednesday, so now everybody travels Tuesday.
Right.
So be smart like Stenslin and travel this weekend.
This weekend.
Right. Just when I thought I was getting ahead and taking off Tuesday through the rest of the week, I find out Stenslin's off Monday.
Well, it's kind of last
minute. You guys always one-up me.
Why don't you just stay in North Carolina for the week? And why don't you guys have, like, you and David just, like, hang out in North Carolina?
Because we have a lot going on with family and everything.
Larry
like that.
Can take care of himself.
Yeah, that's a lie.
We know that's not true.
I was just going to say that. There's no chance he's... Honey, there's no turkey.
Yeah.
Hey, like, where'd you put that leaf blower?
Yeah, where are my underwear? I have no clean socks or underwear, honey.
Do we have any fabric softener?
If it was just him and your son, Michael, would Michael have to take care of him like you do?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, Dawn deserves her own vacation away from all the boys.
I
hope the boys invite me over for, like, a UFC night. I want to watch the UFC with the Stenslins.
By the way, look at Dan Borowski has a picture that he's going to put up there.
Oh, gosh.
Look at this.
What?
Look at that.
What?
Do you see that?
Yeah. There's Larry yelling out to Dawn.
Where's dinner?
Dawn's out there blowing the leaves.
That's it. Oh, I love this. In my yoga pants.
YouTube.com/on1210WP. Look at that.
Look at that. And that is him. Except, see how this guy has the white tube socks, but he has the sandals.
Yeah.
But Lair Bear with the white socks just walks out.
Larry Bear's in his tank top.
Sandals.
His boxing shorts. His tubes.
All dirty socks.
His tubes and crocs.
No sandals. Yeah. He just has his
silly geese. So we are sponsored, but remember we have to do our week 12 Eagles Cowgirls scores. But we have Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. You know we love them. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret, seriously, to finishing your holiday shopping this year. They make it so easy. You can either visit their locations in either Glen Mills or Springfield, or just go online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. That is josephanthony.com. Thank you for sponsoring our big three.
All right,
and now our big score predictions.
Yes. Eagles Cowboys Sunday at 4:25 on Fox. The radio play-by-play on 94.1 WIP. Eagles a 3-point road favorite. They are 8-2. They are favored by 3 at the 4-5-1. Yes, the Cowboys have a tie this year. The 4-5-1 Dallas Cowboys, and the over-under is 47.5. I am going to predict the Eagles' offense finally breaks out, in large part because the Cowboys couldn't stop LaSalle College High School. I'll take the Eagles 30 and the Cowboys 23. The Eagles go on the road and win by a touchdown against a disjointed, dysfunctional Cowboys squad.
I'm going 2013 birds. So
wow.
Not quite as high
all
as
right.
Nikhil, but
same
2013.
Margin,
but yeah.
Okay. I am going to – this is going to be – the Eagles have not scored a lot of points this season. I'm just going to say I agree with Nick. They're going to break out this game, and I think they're going to score a lot of points. 34-16, your Philadelphia Eagles over the Dallas Cowgirls.
Yes. All right. And, oh, by the way, tonight, Dawn, which one of your boys went to LaSalle College High School?
Michael.
Michael. LaSalle College High School against my alma mater, Easton, tonight.
Oh, boy.
In the the state playoff quarterfinals up in Bethlehem, PA. Winner goes to the state semifinals. And I've been told that LaSalle has kids going to Ohio State, Notre Dame, Missouri.
Easton's going to get destroyed.
I've made LaSalle an 11.5-point favorite. I'm going to take LaSalle 34-13.
You're betting on high school football, you degenerate.
If anybody wants to gamble on high school football, DM me.
Oh, you're a degenerate.
I don't feel great about high school. I just found out LaSalle, my Dr. Mike Donahoe, my chiropractor, he says, we've got some big boys.
Yeah. Yeah. They're incredible. Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right, have a great show and a good Thanksgiving, Dawn.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. You love you guys. By the way, coming up, we have jam-packed Miranda Devine, the one and only.
Oh, nice.
She's
today.
In the, yeah, so
what time is she coming up?
She is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour early, so you want to stay tuned because we may break some news here.
Uh-oh.
And sooner than that, in this hour, we will welcome back Congressman Ryan McKenzie. So we'll get his take on what's going on and as well maybe his Eagles prediction. I'm not sure. Is he an Eagles fan or a Steelers? He's kind of, I don't know.
You have to ask him.
So I got to ask him. Maybe he and Dan can give us their predictions as well. But we'll talk to them. But we got to talk about one of my highlights of the year that I love going away with you. And so I'm always like, I'm looking at, okay, who's going? Who's in? Who's? Because I'm getting your DMs. I'm getting your texts. We're all back and forth. And so many of our original crew, our Amalfi crew, as well as our Tuscany crew. So a lot of you, thank you for the reunion tour. But this is conservativetours.com. Ken Chase outdoing himself, this time not to Italy, beautiful Portugal. And so this is going to be incredible. Next spring, 10 days. If you have loved our tour events in Italy, wow, this one's going to blow you away. So what Ken Chase has designed for you and me and Lair Bear and our listeners here at 1210, dining at the wineries, rivaling the best in Europe, private Portuguese escort for the entire event, along with four-star accommodations, $5,738. Yes, that includes your airfare from Philadelphia. That's important, from Philadelphia. Bellum Tower, Geronimo's Monastery, the fun of just strolling Alfama's cobblestone passages, brimming with scrumptious seafood restaurants. So the elegance of Coimbra, as well as Abydos and Fatima, of course. I want you to call. This is booking up fast. 888-733-9494, conservativetours.com. And Portugal is not just the playground for the world's jet set. It is also the land of Vasco da Gama, Magellan. We're going to learn how this sea-facing land became a world power. The beauty of Sintra, Cabo de Roca, Cascais. Those alone are worth the crossing, but that's not all. We're going to discover Portugal's answer to Tuscany, the Douro Valley, Santiago de Compostela in Spain, drawing pilgrims in a passionate way. We are going to learn why together. Join me next spring, 10 days, for all the history and just the fun and the friendship and the camaraderie that we share along the way. It's a blast. This is the highlight of my year. Truthfully, I told that to my friend Anne-Marie last night. I'm like, I hope you and Bobby are coming. The cuisine, the unique beauty of this secret land, small but oh so impressive. I'll see you, Bellum Tower, conservativetours.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.